Hello and welcome to another episode of Bourbon and Blood. I'm Danny.
I'm Brian.
And we're here to talk about the Leprechaun because it's a holiday weekend. Exactly. Cue the music. Hello, welcome back. I'm Danny again.
And I'm Brian.
Ooh. And so this was, what year?
1993.
The Leprechaun with Jennifer Aniston and Davis Warwick.
Yes. And we are drinking Teeling Whiskey, a small batch Irish whiskey. Here's a little picture of it there. If you're under. There we go.
You're also drinking foraged beer stout. Something
that's true. I was drinking a couple Irish stouts, Irish cream stouts.
Keeping with the theme tonight.
I know we're getting prepared for next week, people.
Neither of us are wearing green, but whatever.
I'm always wearing green. My underwear.
Do you just have all green underwear?
That's true. Hanes, baby.
All right, so we start off in O'Grady. Our boy O'Grady comes rushing into the house, and he is pumped. Why is he pumped?
Because he got gold.
He got gold.
But, you know, here's the thing, though. You don't know, because it's his wife, right?
Yeah.
This one hit me. I'm like, she goes, where did you get all that money? I'm like, wait a minute. How long has this dude been gone, right?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Because he just comes back with all this money, and she's like, oh, you can't afford this. I'm like, would see like it's some like family trip or like some kind of like leprechaun adventure.
She didn't seem that worried. Maybe it was just like a day trip.
I don't know.
In America, and somehow he got all this gold not in America.
That's true.
He got it in Ireland, I'm assuming.
I don't know where he was in Tokyo Drift, Killarney.
God, something she said was like, send your mothers all the way back to Martian.
I tell you, some of the accents in this were really bad.
But don't worry, because we're going to butcher any accent we might have. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, I was in Ireland myself only a mere 4 months ago, and I cannot. I'm going to keep. I feel guilty for using cha-chai.
Yeah. All the friends you made, you just destroyed them.
Yes. Hey.
He had a good time, though. He won't stop talking about Ireland.
Love it.
And his little walks through the rain to castles and stuff.
Oh, so wonderful.
All right, so he's got the gold. I don't know where he leaves, but he like leaves his wife to go hide the gold.
Uh-huh.
And then the leprechaun shows up, and we hear this like creepy little kid voice.
In a suitcase. Free me.
Yeah, it was like, I can't breathe. Please open the case.
Yeah,
that was the creepiest thing in the movie. I'm going to spoiler right now. This movie was not scary at all.
Well, the problem with the movie I found, let me just jump ahead.
Do it.
A little bit.
Do it.
Is like, this director could not figure out like what kind of theme he wanted at all. The camera angle, like the shots to the music, and some of the FX is pretty decent, but you're like, what? Like, it just is like off the wall. Like, yeah, I don't know. Unless it was supposed to be kind of like comedic, but it was like this director's like, oh, we should try this.
This movie
and this
clearly meant to be just comedic. Just comedic.
Yeah, because it was just, I mean, just that opening scene with the, like, you know, like the little kid, like it would have made more sense for her. Because anybody in their right mind hearing a child in a suitcase would not be like, oh, sure, let me open that up.
Well, you might think the child is actually trapped. Your husband gets home from Ireland and he's got a suitcase yelling at you.
You mean your husband comes home from Ireland, has a child in a suitcase? I've got other questions and I'm leaving.
I'm still going to release the child.
Probably not. I probably am going to run and call the cops.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
Okay.
I'm just saying what I would do.
All right. So
Danny, do not get trapped in anything.
I don't know if I'm small enough anymore to fit in a suitcase. That's true. There's some big suitcases out there.
But if I don't know it's you and they come into my door, I'm like, hey, why'd you be in a suitcase?
Brian, release me. I can't breathe.
Your youthful one, your voice from when you're a little kid, I'd be like, I'm leaving.
So the wife is alone in the house hearing this voice. She lets the leprechaun out and the leprechaun just like spooks her and she falls down the stairs and dies. Boom.
I thought he pushed her.
Did he?
Yeah.
I've been drinking. I don't know.
And either know. He goes, hey, some tea. Wait to try tea.
So she falls down the stairs. The husband gets home and I do enjoy the leprechaun throwing his voice into other people's really well. Cause he does it like three times in this movie. And he nails it. He's a ventriloquist, that's for damn sure. Because he walks around the corner speaking in the wife's voice, and he's holding the tea, but it's like, oh, you're the leprechaun instantly. He didn't even play that out too long.
I know, right? He's like, oh, your wife makes a really good cup of tea.
They get into a little scuffle in the basement. He goes down and, like, this is when the leprechaun's actually using the wife as, like, a ventriloquist dummy. To an extent.
No. So first, you know, the old man, he's O'Grady. Goes, you mother, you killed my wife. Yep. And then the leprechaun's like, hey, man, whatever. And then he like pulls out a four leaf clover that he seems to be carrying somewhere. And of course, the leprechaun's like, oh, my Lord. And
I did not know until this moment that leprechauns can't be near four leaf clovers.
I think that is only made up in this movie because I could not find a thing about it.
Yeah.
So, they're good luck charms, and yeah, they're good luck charms.
So he's using the four-leaf clover and popping them full of shotgun shells and traps them in a box, nails the box shut.
That wasn't a shotgun. It was a handgun.
Was it a handgun?
Sean Good later.
Oh, yeah.
That's later on.
Handgun. But he pumps them full of handgun bullets, puts them in a box, puts the four-leaf clover on top, and nails it shut. End of story for Leprechaun. He's done, right? It's the last time we'll ever see of him until...
Well, no, he tries to like pours gas all over the fucking thing.
Oh, yeah. He tries to
and he runs upstairs and he has and has a heart attack.
So I have a question now then. Later on in the movie, we find out O'Grady's still alive for the time being because that doesn't last too long. Why did he not go back and finish the job?
Because he's crazy. He's talking about leprechauns. They're like, oh, we're going to put him away.
Now,
you know, the psycho system in the 1990s was we just kept you. We didn't care.
Oh, I wish they would still do that.
Yeah. We know who.
Yeah. All right. So then we get introduced to.
Or just was a bad story writing on the director's thing, which is probably that, you know. Because I thought he died.
He had a heart attack.
He literally had a heart attack and he lived out in the middle of the boonies and nobody was going to come save him because he sure as hell couldn't answer the phone. So if he couldn't answer the phone, he'd have been dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
He didn't.
So we get introduced to the 90s gal of our dreams, Tori. Who's playing Tori?
The wonderful, the amazing, only sexy, and Jennifer Aniston. Oh, yeah.
We were just talking. Maybe it's because we're older men, but Jennifer Aniston is much more sexy now as an adult.
Yes, yes. I think she's, especially in Horrible Legs. Bosses. Oh, holy moly.
Oh, I'd let her torture me.
Oh, my Lord. And the guy, come on now. Whenever you watch it, whenever it's like, you know,
that movie's not as bad as I thought it would
be. No, it's funny. But the guy who's a dentist who's from, you know, always sunny. Yeah, but he's always what? Sunny and so out. I'm like, dude, I would totally be like, okay. Dude, she's so like.
Yeah. He was a married man in that movie. He was trying to stay true.
Look, sometimes you have. You always have. Actually, it wouldn't be that necessary, but you always have like your guilty pleasures with your like, hey, if I had a chance, whatever.
All right. So Jennifer Aniston's in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Her dialogue.
Ellie Gears.
Absolutely
terrible.
Oh, yeah. Like, one of her first. They go into the basement. There's cobwebs everywhere. And the dad's like, oh, I got this place on a great deal. And she's like, who'd you get it from? Dracula. And then there's like a pause. I'm like, you're expecting like a laugh or something.
Laugh track.
This is not Friends. Everything she said felt very Nickelodeon.
Yeah, but it made no sense. He comes in like, we can put a slab of paint on a paint in this in a basement. Look, this house was like a house. The basement was like literally wasn't brick. It was dug in dirt. There was some. It was like a root cellar. So you weren't splatting any dirt, you know, like paint on it.
You could put some work into that house to make it nice.
Well, kind, I guess.
We also get introduced to God, what's his name?
Nathan,
who's this hunky dude who's painting houses, and he's part of a good crew called Three Dudes That Paint Houses.
Yeah.
That is your business model. Hey, you guys want to start a business? Three Dudes That Paint Houses? One of my
actually the advertising was false.
Yeah. Okay, so also
it was two dudes and a child. Labor laws.
One dude.
Oh, shit.
So one dude. We have Ozzy, who's a man child, who is technically someone with a disability, a slow, also played by an actor who is not slow. So that would not happen in the 2000s. And he's also wearing a little paintbrush button up shirt with overalls.
It's called acting, Danny.
It's called fashion, Brian. But that outfit. As dumb as it was, really grew on me. I would rock that. I never owned a pair of overalls.
I used to wear them in college.
In college?
Yeah, because I painted.
I paint? Should I wear overalls?
Sure.
Fuck. This is changing a lot about me. The other person we introduced to is Alex, who's the actual child and who was in everything. In the night.
My God, this kid's in everything.
I don't even know his name. I didn't want to write it down. No, that's
the thing. I didn't write it down, but I'll tell you, he was in everything. He was in everything but nothing. So you're just like, what? I recognize this kid from so many things. I thought he was the kid from Poltergeist for a minute.
Ooh, he kind of looked like the kid.
Right. I don't know if he was or not, though. I'm not going to, yeah. All right. I don't think he was, because the kid from Poltergeist was about the same age as him. And then Poltergeist came out in the 80s.
Oh, true.
So, yeah.
I love Poltergeist.
Oh, yeah.
And I hate Poltergeist, too. The one where they're living in the other. Yeah, anyways. This isn't a Poltergeist 2 episode, guys, so we won't go into that.
We almost went into Leprechaun 2, though.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that in a second. All right, so Ozzy goes downstairs, and Ozzy's, like, dicking around. Why did he go in the house? I don't remember.
Because Ozzy can't mind his fucking business.
Yeah, he goes in the basement. He hears the little curl.
I know what it was. He went in because for some reason. This director is the shittiest fucking director ever. I mean, look, have continuity. For some reason, all of a sudden he's like, I'm covered in paint, right?
Oh, they mentioned that because the other kid didn't hold the ladder.
Yeah, or some shit. So he goes, I need to go in. And of course, I'm going to call her Jennifer Aniston because I don't, Tori was her name, whatever. She's all like, you need to clean your face. And then he goes in. He's going to clean his face, and he hears some shit from the basement.
Also, if someone's painting my house and they're covered in paint, they're not coming in my house.
No shit. But if I hear something from the basement, I'm not going in the basement.
So he goes down there.
My God.
He doesn't even pop open the thing. He just brushes off the four-leaf clover, the secret weapon that somehow kept that box
an old ass
for 10 years.
That four-leaf clover was like dead.
Yeah, does a four-leaf clover that has died, does it still work?
I don't know.
Apparently it worked, because it kept him in there. So
but here's the thing.
Yeah?
So, when Tori and her dad were downstairs talking all kinds of bullshit, this fucking, like, leprechaun was like, out. Here's shit. All of a sudden, Ozzy comes downstairs making a couple noises, and everybody goes, oh, wait, I'm awake now. I'm like, what? I'm confused.
We get the, this was, I hate, like, a slow draw to nothing. So, Ozzy meets.
It's slow drop.
Ozzy meets the leprechaun. Leprechaun scares him, bites him, and then does he bite him yet? Not yet.
He does, no. He goes, give me a pot of gold.
Or I'll kill you. Something like that.
And so Ozzy goes,
Ozzy goes upstairs, tells everyone about it. They all run downstairs because that's what you do when someone says, I see a leprechaun in your basement. They get down there, and there's the first thing. Nathan's like, oh, no leprechaun, without doing any looking.
Well, yeah, they just look around. He goes, oh, man, he broke the box. And he's like, no, the leprechaun did it. And he's like, He's like, no. And then, of course, Tori's like, there's no leprechauns. And, of course, Alex is like, quit being such a, there's no leprechaun. Now, here's the thing. This guy, this kid Alex, is like, there's no leprechauns. And they step out on the fucking house. And there's a, literally a rainbow appears.
Yeah.
And Ozzy's like, I got to follow the rainbow, which you're like, OK, he's slow. So you're like, I get it. He's going to do that. Alex right.
Follows.
And Alex is like, I'm going to do it. I need to take care of him, you know, get him back. So literally follow the rainbow to a vehicle where O'Grady stash the dough, right? What a
dumb stash spot,
too. I know, but it's an old vehicle. Nobody's gonna look at an old vehicle. I would have, because I loved those old vehicles when I was a kid. Anyway,
so they find gold.
But, no, I know, but the rainbow goes, right? And they find the gold. And, but Ozzy's like, look, it's gold, blah, blah, blah. Like, they find it, it appears as gold. But I was like, well, you know, the leprechaun wants his money. And then Alex is like, man, ain't no fucking leprechaun. What? You just followed a rainbow from the fucking whatever to the thing. Like, magic? I'm like, God damn it. I was like, okay, that's fucking schmovie, man.
So Ozzy picks up a piece of
gold. Can you tell he's annoyed?
And he goes, how do you know it's real? Or Alex goes, how do you know it's real? And Ozzy goes, I think if you bite on it, it works. And Ozzy swallows it because Ozzy's Ozzy. And that's what you get.
Come on. He thought it was chocolate coin.
No, he bit it and then somehow just went down his throat, you know.
Because he thought it was chocolate.
All right. So back at the camp, the house, Jennifer Aniston goes to get more paint out of the truck.
Tori,
and the leprechaun is like rubbing her leg, and she assumes it's like Nathan. How did Nathan just suddenly run underneath the truck and groping her leg? And it scratches her. And then her dad's like, oh man, it's just a cat, because the leprechaun's making cat noises. And he goes and he sticks his arm inside of a giant hole in the tree. What I would never do. I would never stick my arm in anything.
Well, because he's from the big city. It must assume
everything's safe.
That giant fucking holes in a tree are okay to put. Look, I lived in a big city when I was a kid. Bark,
no bite.
Look, I lived in a big city when I was a kid, and my father lived on a farm when I was a child. And did I ever put my hands in holes? I did not.
I did.
And look at him.
I know. So the dad gets his hand bit. So far, the leprechaun is only scratching and biting people. Really,
because he ain't got no power yet.
Yeah, really not that big of a threat.
He didn't get his gold yet.
Yeah, yeah. So they're like, oh my God, we got to rush Dad to the hospital. That is the last we ever see of Dad.
I know. Dad's like, I went out of this movie. Let me out. But I got to say this, though. I am a fan of his leprechaun, because his leprechaun goes after Tori very hard.
Not till later.
I know, but still, I'm just jumping forward on that. Back forward. Backward.
So they go into the city, drop Dad off at the hospital. Said,
town.
Hey. Yeah, it's not a city. Town. Drop Dad off at the hospital. Say, hey, we'll meet you at the diner. Of course, our two douchebags are like, hey, let's go sell this gold coin at a pawn shop.
Alex and Ozzy.
Yes, Alex and Ozzy. They go inside. We have a guy who looks just like Napoleon Dynamite wearing a fat suit. And it's not even like the guy's husky. It literally looks like a really bad fat suit just put around this guy.
They just put he looks like a Santa Claus when he put the pillow in his belly.
Yeah, like, oh, I want to act fat real quick. I'm going to put the lumpy.
Oh, because all pawnbrokers are fat.
Yes, exactly. Well,
I tell you, if they jump forward to what, 2000s, they'd be like, ooh, the pawnbroker show. They'd be like, look at that dude.
Now they look really slick and they won't take shit from you. Hell so yeah. Don't mess with pawnbrokers now.
Except that old like mafia looking motherfucker.
I know. I wouldn't mess with him either.
You know what? That'd have been funny, though, because if it was him, that leprechaun tries to take that money from that old guy, be like, what cuts, motherfucker? It cuts the pawn stars. He pawns her, but it pauses. And the leprechaun's all on a wall. And he's like shooting him with some shit like,
so not only today did I get these gold coins, but I caught a leprechaun.
I caught a leprechaun. You know what I have? It's amazing. I somehow carry a four-leaf clover with me.
At all times.
Because I don't trust any magical motherfuckers.
I actually feel like that old dude from Pawn Stars
would carry one, right?
All right. So, all right. Leprechaun shows up. Obviously, he's pissed. This dude's got some gold of his.
He's doing, give me that gold.
Yeah.
But he bites him in. I thought he bit him in the hand, but he bit him in the foot.
No, he bit him in the like chin. He bites in weird spots. Yeah, he's all bite.
He all bitey bites. Motherfucker. He grabby.
Guy falls on the ground. Leprechaun grabs a pogo stick. So this is the first time I've ever seen a pogo stick as a death weapon.
And it was bullshit.
Yeah, it was not very good because Brian even brought this up. Pogo sticks over, starts bouncing on his chest. What's wrong with his face, Brian?
His face was all cut up.
No reason.
No reason.
No reason.
He should have been spitting up blood, no doubt, if you're, you know, jackhammering on a chest. But he had cuts on his face. It makes no damn sense.
Just like the System of a Down song says, pogo, 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 but not on the face.
Yeah. Make no damn sense.
Not on the damn face.
Damn. Oh, annoying, I swear. But this is the inconsistencies with his director. It's like they handed it to some guy going, hey, it's your first chance, Bo.
Anyway. This is when the movie starts to really go off the rails for me. I wasn't 100% with it to begin with, but also
I just wasn't it when
I want to take this
Jennifer Aniston wearing her little short shorts and her LA gears.
That's true. I want to take this moment to say I have seen both Leprechauns in the Hood. I have seen Leprechaun in Space because I expected them to be dumb and they were dumb, but they had moments of like dark. This didn't have any dark moments. This was just cheesy
nonsense
Disney school bullshit.
Yep.
So our Leprechaun,
you know, I think I rented this in the 90s.
Did you feel the same way?
No, I thought I wanted, because Jennifer Aniston wasn't even really anybody at that point. But whenever you see those shows, you always want to see two boobs.
No boobs.
None. No. I'm just saying, because when you got like horror movies, you're like, you know, I'd see a movie and, and then it always shows up like in where I went to Kalamazoo, Video Hits Plus, yep. All the Gen Xers out there. And yeah, like it. You'd get some really good movies that always came in. I remember renting this and I was like, wow, this was.
So he's in the pawn shop.
I can't believe he didn't see it. That was the key.
I know. I'm surprised I've never seen it either. I was saving it for this moment in life. So Leprechaun looks over in the pawn shop and sees a dumbass paddle toy car. It's a small paddle toy car. This is the 90s here.
Yeah. It looked like Barbie's, like a Barbie kind of, right?
Yeah. And even, I mean, I know he's magic. I got to keep keeping that in mind in some of this.
But bullshit. You never see the magic. He does it once. And the one moment is when he tries to get. I'm sorry, we met. We could jump back. When Ozzy, he closes the door. You see a little green beam out of his hand. He goes, and then Ozzy's like, oh, shit, gets out. My magic isn't so hard now. Yeah. But other than that, you see nothing.
So he takes the toy car, and in the toy car, we're talking the most dumbest bullshit ever. We have a stuffed animal that he put in the back seat. We have the pogo stick because he's planning on using the pogo stick on more people. And this toy car has like high beam bright lights because he's flying down the road and he passes a cop going way too fast in a toy car. So the cop's like, all right, I got to pull over this little man in a toy car.
Make no sense.
So when the cop pulls him over, he acts like he's a complete adult, even though this is a small person in a toy car. Even if it was a little old man, it'd still be very confusing on how this is working. And oh god, it's just so bad. The acting of this part's so bad. This is also the point in the movie. So he gets chased out in the woods, the cop, and the music sounds like it's fucking from Beethoven. It's got to be the same composer. It's like the silliest little like piano music.
Yep.
As the leprechaun's hiding behind trees and attacking the cop.
But it was like at this moment also, the camera angles were like, like trying to be like, all of a sudden they decided halfway through the movie, this movie was going to fail. Like they couldn't make it like a horror movie, that it they couldn't make it good. So they're like, hey, let's just make it ridiculous, more ridiculous.
They
right?
could have made this good.
Well, they could have made it like even up to that point, they could have made it somewhat scary, a little, you know, with the cutting. But then they were like, camera, these. And then there's one moment the cops look at a sheriff because he wasn't okay. He was a sheriff. He looks around the corner. But literally the voice came from way over in the corner, but he looks around the corner. It's just like absolute nonsense. Like it's like. And then he dies. He picks up a hat.
So he picks up a hat. He gets pounced on by a leprechaun, and the leprechaun breaks his neck. That is pretty much the last death in the movie.
I mean,
we're 45.
I would have kicked the hat and gotten the hell out of there.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, when he's attacking, when the leprechaun's jumping around the horse, he takes his billy club and he throws it, the weapon he was holding perfectly to get ready to attack. Oh,
made no damn sense.
So the leprechaun goes back to the house, and we get this dumb little skit where he's going through the cereal boxes in the cupboards and looking through the house.
Sorry, and I keep looking at my notes over here. So my head is because we'll do it better next time.
So he gets the Lucky Charms. He pulls out a box of Lucky Charms. He takes.
No, they're not Lucky Charms.
They're knockoff.
They're Lucky Somethings. And I was like, man, you couldn't even ask Lucky Charms.
General Mills wouldn't be down for this.
Yeah, it's true. It was like Lucky Forms.
This episode sponsored by General Mills.
Yes, sponsored by General Mills. That would be so hilarious.
So he
although that kid though says that we'll do it later, but he
takes a big bite of the Lucky Charms, spits them out, and he's like, I don't even remember what he says. It's terrible. Did I write it down?
I don't know.
So this is when we get this big long spiel about how he's a cobbler and he loves fixing shoes. So we get a little weird montage of him collecting all the shoes in the house to buff them out.
But he does a shitty job.
Yeah.
He is the worst cop. Look. He's the worst fucking cobbler on the planet.
He picks up a bloody shoe later.
Dude, because even with the guy that he pogo-sticked, he had blood on his shoe, and he goes, let me clean your shoe. I mean, look, you didn't clean it. You literally didn't clean the shoe. You wiped
the blood
on it. Like, dude, you're the worst cobbler. You're the worst.
Basically, at this point, the leprechaun
plays. The little people.
Leprechaun plays Home Alone with these people. He sets up bear traps, which actually works.
And because one guy's Nathan's clumsy as a motherfucker.
I want to talk about this scene so bad. You ready?
I'm ready.
Nathan falls. Nathan gets bear trapped. The leprechaun comes out of the bushes and he's fucking acting like Johnny Knoxville from Jackass. He's like, oh man, I got you so good, man. Oh, and he's like poking him and making fun of him, and it's just like exactly what Johnny Knoxville would do if he trapped someone in a bear trap. And then he's down, he's like munching on his leg while everyone else in the house is coming out beating him with sticks. He's not stopping. Like, for some reason, this leg tastes amazing and he doesn't care who's beating him with sticks.
Yeah.
This whole scene was dumb as fuck.
It was. He was getting some hits on him, but yeah. And then he goes, Alex, bring my shotgun. So that's where the shotgun comes in. And then he shoots him, and you get the shamrock shake.
Yeah, he gets shot.
That's right. He goes, shamrock shake.
And green blood squirts out. It's the only time we really see it like that. But it looked like a shamrock shake. Did.
You know what? I think I'm going to have to get a shamrock shake.
I had one the other day. It was nice. Because I tried to get one a week ago, and they were like, our machine's broken. Can you believe that? McDonald's ice cream machine was broken?
No, I've never heard of they're it. They're always broken.
I know. I was shocked when I actually got one. It was delicious. What's that?
Oh, so we go through the, like, mayhem and crazy shit. And then finally he goes, I want me gold. And of course they're in the house, and as he goes, oh, we had some gold. They're like, what? You have the gold?
Hold on.
Oh.
One final thing on the bear trap scene. Our girl comes out and she goes,
she takes off her shirt.
No, she doesn't. She goes, Nathan,
I was hoping.
That's no fucking bear. But she still won't admit it's a leprechaun until like 20 minutes left of the movie. Because she's like, that's not a leprechaun. That's not a leprechaun. You'll admit it's not a bear and you just kicked it off eating his leg, but you won't admit it might be a leprechaun. All right. So they go inside.
They go inside. And Mayhem is still in there like, what's going on? Hey, what's this gold? And Ozzy's like, well, guess what? Maybe we found his gold. And then Alex's like, he goes, and then Alex's like, well, we're going to fix his brain. And of course, she's like, you can't. Because the whole thing is, Alex is like, look, Ozzy, you're slow. And we use the gold to fix your brain. And of course, she's like, you know, you can't fix his brain. Of course
he goes, I know.
So literally Alex is literally a greedy motherfucker who's just keeping the cash and he was just hoping to get through it without the death. But of course they go, it's in a well.
Hold on, you were jumping way ahead.
Not really, because all of a sudden all the shit happens. What I miss?
Fun scenes.
Okay,
what's one, scene? The leprechaun gets his hand caught in the door and cut off. And it actually looks good with the hand crawling up the door to open the door.
Oh, right, right, right.
And then it goes back on his arm. I was like, all right, I want more of that shit.
What else? Did you get it?
No.
Exactly. Okay, so look, we interjected with a little bit of FX there. It was like, whoa. Whoa.
I wrote again. I wrote the voice changing ability is impressive. I don't remember who he changed his voice to at this. Oh, he was on the phone and he acted like someone else.
But I thought that was after they gave the gold, though.
Not yet. It's all around the same part. So they go to give him the gold, like you were saying.
All right. So they gave him the gold. She goes, do you want to take the gold? And he's like, yeah, give me the gold.
He does this whole spiel of, it tastes like gold. It smells like my gold. It tastes like my gold.
I know. It's like, it's like a fucking prospector. Look at that.
There's gold in these wells.
There's dumb damn gold in these hills.
So he sits there and counts it. And we're missing one.
1,002. 1,000.
There's only 100 pieces. He got to 99.
Oh, shit. He went, bam, my gold. You right. Tricked me. I'm sorry. That's old. That's from an old Western. He's like, hi. Where's my gold?
You're going to irritate so many Irish people out there.
I love you.
Okay. This is the worst part of the movie. You ready?
All right.
He comes back in. He's terrorizing them. They're going through this whole Scooby-Doo bullshit with, like, the cupboards. Not in this cupboard.
Yeah.
This part pissed me off. They open a drawer. The drawer just opens when they open a cupboard. And the leprechaun's hand comes out, cups Nathan's penis, and squeezes it. But, like, caresses it. I'm like, what is the point of this whole scene? Why?
The leprechaun is bisexual. We'll get to that later. He's like, hell yeah. It's
been 1,000 years.
No, it wasn't 1,000 years. It was 500 years. Was it 1,000? No. Yeah. No.
I think it was 1,000.
Was it 1,000 years?
Yeah.
Maybe it was 1,000. All right.
And then
that was 500 was the price of the. All right. Because that's what the pawn guy goes. 500 out there. All right. Never mind. You're right. 1,000 years. 1,000 years.
And then just like to make things goofier. Instead of like making this a scary scene with him coming, chasing him through the house, there's a scene where he's on rollerblades. There's a scene where he is on a skateboard. I was like, where the fuck is the jet ski?
Oh, my God. It was literally in the music there. Like, I swear to God, this like the sound guy.
Oh, my God.
Picked like it was like he picked the. If you've ever seen like Tarzan from the 1960s with the monkey, like. Use the monkey screams from the jungle scenes for him going back. I was like, my gosh, this guy is like, he gave up. Either he ran out of money or he's just like, this is it.
And then they had a complete ripoff of Nightmare on Elm Street where she picks up the phone again at some point.
A big tongue came out.
It's not a tongue. It's a little hand. I know. But yeah, it's the same kind.
But you know what it is? It was like from, I wonder if they got that kind of from that scary movie where they got the little hand. Grab my hand. It's the strong one.
That came out way later.
I know. But I wonder if the
hand was similar.
I know, but they took it from Leprechaun. He goes, my hand, take it. It's strong. I do love Elliot. I ain't gonna lie.
When he was on rollerblades, I was so mad. I was like, where did this even come from? And then the skateboard was just like,
look, this director gave up at the end. I ain't gonna lie to you.
And then I thought I was done. I was like, all right, he's done with the wheelie.
Oh my, no.
The wheelie tricks. Our girl runs and she's like, I gotta go meet O'Reilly or whatever.
O'Reilly. She goes,
O'Grady.
Oh, great. But they get through, but. He's on the back, which is the roller skate. Was that the roller skates on the back of the Jeep? And then he does a Scooby-Doo through a fence.
Yes. And it's his portfolio on the portrait on the wall
through it. And you're like, OK,
so we get there and he pulls this whole prank where he acts like old Grady. Also, she walks by an orderly and wake him up. I'm sorry. I'm being chased by a leprechaun. I'm waking up any official I see.
Oh, maybe she was kind. Maybe she was kind and didn't want
him to die. He might. Yeah.
But or maybe because the director just was really horrible. I couldn't figure out what the fuck to do. Maybe that.
So she gets fooled by this fake O'Grady, and then the leprechaun chases.
Dude, you keep saying O'Grady, but it's me of potatoes. I ain't lying to you, man. That's his name. I know, but all of a sudden you keep O'Grady. I'm like, man, I could use some French fries right now.
Oh, we'll talk about this afterwards. So he chases her through the hospital in a wheelchair, speeding. Like, it's going super fast, but she's running normal speed. Like, they sped up the camera. It's supposed to make it look like the leprechaun's just fucking flying in this wheelchair.
Yeah.
So, really, he was on every wheel possible in this fucking movie.
Yep. Yep. But in the meantime, she gets in the elevator because you hear the crash of the wheel.
Yes, into the thing. Very cheesy crash.
And O'Grady falls through the roof, and he's like, he's still... This dude had a heart attack. Somehow he's still alive. And he's like upside down and talking and says, she goes, how do I get her? He goes, I need to get her before I leave club. If you look behind the well. Okay. Now, people, you know your chances of finding a four-leaf clover
what
anywhere?
What are the chances, Brian?
You have one in 10,000 to find a four-leaf clover.
You looked it up.
I did. In any patch, anywhere.
I've never found one.
That is why they're rare. That is why when you find them, they're rare or they're fake because
they're magical.
Yeah. So jump forward.
She knows she's heading back on foot. She runs into the cop car. Finds the cop.
Okay, she's being chased pretty.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. This leprechaun at one point, I'm like, he is trying. Like, he's got,
he's trying,
man. That's when I was rooting for him, because I was like, man, that leprechaun's going to get some Jennifer Aniston ass.
This might be the only other scene in the movie I was impressed by, is she takes, I don't even know what's in the car that she uses, but something, and jabs out the leprechaun's eye.
His
and
then stick. Crawls into the his nightstick.
Oh, yeah. And then
a nightstick he threw at him.
Yeah, shouldn't have it. The leprechaun crawls in the car and pulls out the cop's eye and puts it in his eye. So he's got two eyes again. I was like, all right, that was clever. I'm cool with that. But then she gets out of the car and everyone found her because they heard her screaming.
But he shot him with a shotgun, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this whole thing, you're like, man, I was really rooting for her because, like, she was bent over, like, looking for the clovers. And you're like, come on now. And he's like, hey, take him here. You're like, you could have ninja'd that shit, leprechaun.
So much.
I'm just saying, leprechaun, you had opportunities and you didn't take it.
So she gets back. They're all looking for four-leaf clovers. Why Alex is in the
bar. Oh, my God.
Setting up a bear trap to catch our leprechaun.
All right. This is one of my favorite parts, though. They're looking for the clover, right?
Yeah.
Looking. And just imagine. Rachel. Just. Ozzy says in a kind of. Says, you gotta believe. You'll find it. She's like, Ozzy. There's no such thing as magic. And I was like, you know, it sounds like she's talking to Ross right now. Yeah, I was like, it was full out. I was like, holy shit.
It was a very Friends moment with her reaction.
And Ozzy sounded like Forrest Gump.
You got to believe in four-leaf clovers.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, hey, Tori, blah, 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 blah. Was that like... about different chocolate and different boxes, and I don't know if
life is like a box.
Yeah, life is like a mass of chocolate. You don't ever gain what you get.
So
that's what he sounded like. Yeah.
Alex is in trouble in the barn, and Ozzy comes in and is like, leprechaun, the last gold piece is in my belly.
In my belly.
So the leprechaun chases him down, and
he's like, yeah, what is some of that?
So he's slashing Ozzy's face and messing with him. And then Alex comes up with his slingshot he's played with randomly throughout the movie. I didn't see that foreshadowing, actually, because I didn't think someone could ball up a four-leaf clover and shoot it into someone's mouth.
I wouldn't think that you would give the only four-leaf clover you fucking have to a child who lied to you about the money.
But he shoots him in the mouth. And leprechaun is dying. This looks great. Special effects are great at leprechaun melting. However, I think the same special effects person worked for Gremlins.
Yes, because it was very gremlin-y.
When our leprechaun's melting away, he looks exactly like the gremlins when they hit.
But he did make a Lucky Charm reference.
Yes. Well, yeah, Alex did.
When he shot it, I don't know. He's like, here's some lucky charms right here. Here's a
lucky
mouth.
Charm for you.
Shot him in the mouth. Right in the mouth.
So Leprechaun falls into this well, and they blow up the well.
Which, with a just gas would not do that.
I mean,
they should just hit the well. Place. All they had to do was literally throw the gas in, light it, and then take the Jeep that was still viable and hit the rocks and knock the...
Yeah, bury him. It doesn't matter because we started watching Leprechaun 2 and it has nothing to do with that. So
it is better.
I mean, we only watched like 20 minutes and it felt better than that movie. But
here's the thing, though. This is why we kind of jumped. We kind of were waiting. So Ozzy, no doubtedly, shit out that coin.
Yeah,
because he didn't. Because of course the leprechaun, for some reason, was going for his face and not for the one place.
His belly.
That probably was at his intestines. Whatever. But you know, so I was like, oh, maybe in like Leprechaun 2, you know, that coin was given to some like, you know, some
other,
handed down, or like he sold it or some shit. No, totally different.
I have a question for you, and I normally don't think about the aftermath of a movie.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to picture something. You're a cop, right?
Okay.
A sheriff. You come to
this
farm.
Can you imagine being a sheriff? I'd be the worst.
Hold on. You come to this farm, and they're like, you have a dead cop outside of your perimeter. And you have blood over everyone except for Jennifer Aniston and an explosion. And they say it's because of a leprechaun. How many people are not going to a mental institution at that point?
I probably would.
You have a dead cop and no excuse for the dead cop.
I literally would probably handcuff every one of them.
Yeah.
And throw them in the jail. They would be done. They would be done.
I cannot see an outcome in that movie.
No, I cannot see 1 ounce. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what happened. Everyone would blame it on Ozzy that he went insane.
That's fucked up. Blame it on the slow guy. Blame it on the kid. He's got a long life to live and he can get out of juvie.
Look, I guarantee this right now. That kid was a good liar. He lied the entire fucking movie because he had the coins. You know what he would do? He would side with Nathan because Nathan would be like, I can't do it.
They would
literally knock Nathan out because he'd be like, because he would already fallen asleep because his infected leg, right? And so he would have fallen asleep, right? And so he'd have been sleeping. And literally Alex and Tori would have got together and been like, we blaming this shit on Ozzy. And Ozzy would be like, oh, leprechaun, leprechaun, leprechaun. He'd be like, that motherfucker right there killed all the people. Leprechaun, leprechauns? We tried to stop him. So literally, because Tori would be like, look, I can get back to my vegetarianism, which there's nothing wrong with that motherfucker.
I really think it'd be Nathan they blame it on.
Oh, no. Nah, because Nathan.
He had no character in the movie besides eating meatloaf.
No, but Nathan literally had his leg jacked in a bear trap.
And a chomped on.
Yeah. And the only person who didn't have a lot of shit happen to him, Ozzy.
Ozzy had tons. His face was all destroyed.
Oh, yeah. You know why? Because he could say, look, he fought everyone else. They fought him off and they hit him in the face. Because literally each one of them got in a fight with the leprechaun. They'd blame it on Ozzy. Ozzy'd be going down for the coat. He'd be in some mental institution, much like, mental institution forever.
So that was the leprechaun.
That's just the American system. Sorry.
That was the leprechaun. It was fucking terrible. I had always known it was going to be bad, but not to that level.
Oh, it was horrible. But now that you know our American health system, do not pretend that leprechauns kill shit.
Yeah, even if you see one do it, don't do it.
Just leave. Just say, like, look.
I saw nothing. I'm leaving.
Pretty much.
I'm
like, hey, man, do what you got to do, man. I got no gold on me.
Stay safe, leprechaun lovers.
Yes, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thanks for watching another episode, and we'll talk to you soon.
Woohoo!
Bye.
Bye.